do this. So who appointed Mike?
Put these on.
Laura Reed asked me to, asked me to join.
And who appointed you?
Roland.
Roland. What happened to the young one that he had?
She never came to a meeting.
Yeah, I remember.
She never came to a meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
You guys ready now? Okay.
Sorry.
I'd like to call the March 21st meeting of the Volunteer Coordinating Committee to order at this time, 6:01. Has the city recorder noted the attendance?
I have.
Is there anyone in attendance who would like to provide public testimony to the Volunteer Coordinating Committee? All right. Okay, then that moves us to approval of the minutes.
I abstain. I was absent.
I'll make a motion to accept. It would have been the January minutes.
I second it.
Okay, it has been moved and seconded to approve the motion of, or the January minutes of the Volunteer Coordinating Committee. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Opposed? We don't have it. Do I still have to say it if there's no?
Motion passes.
Okay.
Motion passes.
Motion passes.
See, it's okay.
Watch me. Okay, then, committee. How do I introduce this?
Now you can go back up.
Now you go to points of interest.
Okay, so next we have committee appointments, and this evening we have one vacancy on the Points of Interest Committee and one applicant. Maria Pressy. Hi, would you like to come forward? It's not scary at all. You can come up and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Also, I don't know if you guys seen it, my resume, in case
okay.
you guys wanted to look that over.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're doing great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Debbie, I have a question.
Thank you.
Position 4, on the sheet that you emailed, there was still a position open.
Have a seat. Yeah.
For points of interest, this was position 1, correct?
No, this is 4.
Never mind.
Oh, it's 4.
Okay. Then.
One is filled. It's got Rhonda Eichen in it.
Okay.
So we have and Chris Elise Tomeo and Bob Bush. Bob Bush was the most recent one that you appointed.
I looked at someone.
Position 4 is the one that's vacant. It's a short one because it's just until 2020. But it's not a full 3. It's filling in for somebody.
Okay. I thought there was something marked on position 1 that this. I misread what I saw then. I'm sorry. Thank you.
So sorry. So sorry.
Okay.
Could you tell us a little bit about why you'd like to be on the committee?
Well, I moved to Kaiser about a year and a half ago, and I just finished my master's degree, and now that I've kind of like liberated myself from the burden of schooling, I wanted to become more involved in the community. That's something that I'm like really passionate about. My master's degree is in sociology, so I'm like all about people and society. So I just figured I'd come out here and start getting to know people. And I actually talked to Roland Herrera, mm-hmm. and he was like, you know, getting on committees and stuff is a great way to start getting your name out there. So.
Okay. Any questions?
You're currently volunteering at the Salem Kaiser Coalition for Equality?
Yes.
And so that wouldn't create any problems for another volunteering job for you?
No, I'm actually just recently got a job at the Domestic Violence Resource Center in Beaverton. So, I mean, now that I'm employed, but I still want to serve my community.
Okay.
What brought you to Kaiser?
Well, my husband is originally from Eugene, and so we wanted to come back to Oregon, you know, because we had a child. She's a year and a half old now, and we really wanted to raise her here. And his grandmother lives in Silverton, and she recommended kind of like the Salem area. And just kind of by luck, I guess, we ended up here in Kaiser. actually just live over on Plymouth.
Welcome to Kaiser.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
I was just wondering how long you'd been here, but you already answered that. So a year and a half?
Yeah, year and a half.
I guess, do you have an understanding what the points of interest committee will be looking at?
Well, I do know of some of the points of interest that they've already established, like, you know, like the 45th parallel and whatnot. So I was just kind of interested in being involved in a way of, I guess it would give me a fresh perspective on Kaiser in what we have to offer.
Okay. Is there something specific that you would like, a certain culture or certain groups of people, young, older, that you think you would connect with that to get them acquainted with the city of Kaiser?
Well, I'm 24 years old and I'm a Latina, so maybe that kind of niche market, kind of the youth, kind of people of color. I would really love to help bring some diversity onto the committee and into Kaiser.
She can probably teach us about social media and cool stuff. Okay, any other questions for her? No? Okay, thank you so much. You don't have to sit there anymore.
Okay. I move to close the nominations.
Second.
Or to close the...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. All those of the...
It's been moved and
seconded. Oh. It's been moved and seconded that we close the nominations.
Discussion? No.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Motion passes.
Motion passes unanimously.
You have to move to...
Don't we have to make a motion to vote on her first? Yeah.
I recommend. Yeah, move to recommend council appoint. Is that it? Maria?
Yeah, just move that we move forward the name of Maria.
No, her cheat sheet says we've changed it a little bit.
Oh, you changed it?
Yeah, move to...
Yeah, I need that cheat sheet.
I'm looking. move to appoint, recommend the council appoint Maria Pressy to position 4 on the... KPIC. Got it?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we put forth the name of Maria Pressy for position 4 on KPIC. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Do I get to vote?
Yes.
Yeah.
You do.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion passes unanimously.
Well,
congratulations.
Debbie will contact you and give you all the information that you need.
I'll let you know when I can.
Okay, perfect.
It'll go to council on April 1st. Okay, so it'll be the April. But I'll invite you to the one. There's one this week. I'll not be able to vote, but I'll get you on the distribution list. Okay?
All right, congratulations. Okay, we have some more work to do. Let's take a look at Volunteer of the Quarter nominations. We have one from Mr. Lawyer. Would you like to talk to us about that?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Matt Lawyer, Kaiser resident. So as the chair of the Watershed Council, we get an opportunity to work with a very unique group of individuals that come and like to do projects that aren't necessarily what some would consider fun. A lot of them are invasive species removals, spreading of bark dust, the Civic Center cleanup here, which is a little bit more fun, but it's a lot of work. But there's one job in particular in this project that is really just a horrible job that we ask a group of students to do every year, and that's removing the rocks in the gutter areas. So if you're not familiar, the outside rocks and garden area is specifically designed to filter water and to clean the water as it comes off the roof and comes in the storm drains and makes it nice and clean before it actually goes out to the waterway. Part of that is the rocks actually contain a lot of just nastiness year after year. And so the junior ROTC kids with McNary High School have been tasked year after year with doing that particular project. One, because they're very focused. Two, because they get the job done. And three, because we can always count on them. but it dawned on me that year after year after year, these young people are coming out and participating in the events with the Clay Creek Watershed Council. They've been consistent with being down at Kaiser Rapids removing scotch broom. Over the last probably 4 years, we've removed many dump truck loads of scotch broom out of the Kaiser Rapids area. They've spread countless yards of bark around Kaiser Rapids, and again, doing the Civic Center cleanup here every year. So one of the things about being in the military is you always give credit to where credit is due and congratulate folks on a job well done. These are young people that have chosen to do something in addition to their schooling and represent every walk of life you can imagine. You have some more affluent kids, you have less affluent kids, you have some kids that frankly this may be their only military experience for a number of reasons. And it's very important to me as a city volunteer to try to make sure and recognize those individuals that take their time and put the efforts in. It's really unfortunate in calendar year 2018, not a single person was nominated or awarded Volunteer of the Quarter. And that's something that I'm hoping to kind of re-energize this committee, but also people in the city to take a look at folks around them. We do an annual First Citizen thing, which is really important. But when it comes to the chance to just say thanks, right? It's not getting done. And so this just spurred me. I says it's time to get these kids, these young people in front of council, be celebrated for doing a job well done. My hope and expectation is if they do get awarded this Volunteer of the Quarter nomination for quarter one 2019, that not only will they be presented in council, but I'll have a conversation with the mayor and possibly city manager about taking it to McNary and presenting it in front of the entire student body, because I think that these kids are doing a great job and they really deserve the recognition. So if I can make any other comment about it, I would just say I hope you support the nomination and would encourage you to reach out to your peers and friends and see if you can get other nominations. Otherwise, I'm going to keep coming back in front of y'all.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks, Matt.
Any questions for him? No?
No.
Thank you.
So you don't have that on your cheat sheet. Nomination to accept, or yeah, you can move to accept his nomination.
I'll make a motion to move to submit the McNary ROTC program for the court, Volunteer of the Quarter.
I second the motion.
Quarter. First quarter, yes.
It has been moved and seconded that we put forth the JROTC of McNary for the first quarter, Volunteer of the Quarter. I got it all. Okay. Discussion? No? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? No. Okay. We will put forth the name. Thank you so much, and thank you for bringing us a volunteer. Yeah, the group name. Yeah. If we have the clocks, the
kids. Are those
okay. Yeah.
Given and then taken back?
Maybe she just means she has to order it.
Are those clocks something that they get to keep forever?
Uh-huh.
It's nothing that rotates. Okay.
Oh, okay. She has to get them engraved. That's okay. What it is. Okay. We were just trying to figure out where the clocks were coming from.
It'll be really nice for all the other students to see what a good job they have.
Excellent. Okay, the next item on our agenda is volunteer appreciation assignments, and we need to figure out who will deliver the cookies. And for those of you that are new, the way this works is Debbie makes sure that you have cookies, and you show up at one of these times and thank this committee and talk to them about our appreciation. It's the volunteer coordinating committee appreciating those who volunteer on our committees. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. So
Larry has already dibs traffic safety.
That's Larry. Dibs. Okay.
Daisy said she can take anything but the city council. She's out of the country until
yes, she's not back.
I can take April 9th.
Okay, can somebody take the first?
I will.
Does that work? Okay. Thank you, Trish.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. Tuesdays are not going to be good.
Does some, how many are there?
There's
eight. Someone have to do two?
Can you take one?
Yeah, I can definitely take one. I'm just taking a look at my calendar right now.
They're all looking at their calendars.
Yeah, we're not ignoring you. We're just, okay, so I can't do that one.
April 11th, traffic safety bikeways, PEDS. I could probably do
it. No, Larry already took it.
Larry, you took it?
I got it. It's already on my calendar.
How about the 29th?
Okay. You want that one?
I'll try for that one.
Thank you.
And if the budget committee on April 30th hasn't been taken already. Mike can take that one.
I'm kind of busy that night, Mike, so that's you. I usually do that one, but that one's not going to work.
Okay.
I think I could do Cape D.
As long as you bring good cookies.
Yeah, no, nobody cares. Yeah, she does. Does anybody want Cape on Thursday, the 25th?
I can do them at home.
Can you take that, Sarah?
I can take that if nobody's got dibs.
Okay, let's get Daisy. So I have, we'll have one for Arts Commission and Planning Commission. Do you want to get Daisy one of those? I don't want to take one that somebody else can go to. If nobody can go to either of those, we can give them both to Daisy.
Somebody doing parks?
Did we miss parks? Somebody's doing parks. I have a check mark next to it.
I've got parks.
It's just planning and arts planning that we don't have covered.
So I'm going to give Daisy planning.
If you want me to, I can do arts also.
Okay, Trish, you'll do, okay, you're going to bookend it. Got it.
Okay, I'm having trouble with all the Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Kind of got a gig those nights.
Well, Debbie will let me know.
Okay.
Yes, I'll try to remember to send her a reminder. I'll probably go in right away and put that in there. But sometimes I forget,
you
so
just
my
show
calendar,
she
reminder,
gives you the fuck.
So just to go over it, City Council's Trish, Parks is Laura, Planning is Daisy, Traffic Larry, Festivals Robin, KPEC Sarah, Budget Mike, and Arts myself.
Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Good.
And these, where do they meet? Here.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure.
Just come in here.
So Larry was just explaining
that?
What okay. It looks like?
Yeah. So you come here and essentially you speak like these people spoke to us today. You sit, you thank them, and pass out cookies.
Okay. I'll have the cookies and the napkins. I mm-hmm. already have the napkins at their place. All you'll have to do is usually you just put the cookies at the first thing, and then they just hand them out. And you just say, we just want to tell you how much we appreciate you. I look forward to cookies. I'm
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. It's an easy gig because you have cookies.
Just say on behalf of the City of Kaiser and the Volunteer Coordinating Committee, we appreciate your volunteerism to the city and in. And because of that, we're going to give you these good cookies, you know.
Okay.
And then that's it.
And normally you're the first person to speak, and then you can leave when you're done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
No, only Matt does that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Our next, any other business? Anything we need to know, Debbie? Okay. Our next meeting date is April 19th.
I have a question on that.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, I think the 19th is a Friday.
Mm-hmm. Oh. It is.
I'm checking that right now. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's not right.
Must be the 18th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Oh, 18th.
I saw that, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's a Friday. I know I missed the last meeting, but I'm like, we don't have meetings on Fridays.
Oh, yeah, I got one coming up on Sunday.
What?
Yeah, okay. No, okay.
Maybe she doesn't.
Anyway, so there's a good chance we won't meet in April anyway, because
Good job, Debbie!
That's awesome.
We'll be handing out cookies.
Matt can fill it.
Now, I do have a question, something for everybody to think about, because the next one after that is in May, and it is Iris Festival.
We don't want to mess with that.
So we should probably automatically assume there's no meeting in May.
I agree.
It's too hard to make Larry be everywhere.
I agree with that one.
Yes, okay, good. I'll just kind of plan that. So, but I will keep it closed in case we get something.
Oh. Okay, anything else? No?
I got a couple things.
Okay, do you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a reminder, next Wednesday night is the community dinner at the church. St. Edward's Church across the street, 5 o'clock. The free community dinner, and then...
And that's the 27th.
Yes, it's always the last Wednesday.
Last Wednesday of the month. Because it was canceled last month because we had snow.
Really?
In the morning. Hey, and then you can put on your calendar, just FYI, that actually they're doing a change for the Iris Festival. There's going to be on Saturday night, May 11th, is going to be a kickoff party the whole week before the Iris Festival. They're going to do a little
Thursday
different.
Night, it'll be Saturday night. It'll still be open Thursday night. But the kickoff party is this Saturday before.
Adam's Ribs is doing the dinner, and there will be live bands and beer drinking and whatever else that goes on at the Kaiser Fest. So we'd like to see everyone there. So those are a few things that if you see anybody in the different committees and community, let them know about.
Okay.
Please, thank you.
Those are good. Mm-hmm. Good ones. Anything else? Any other fun happenings?
I have one question. How did you learn about the committee opening?
Ooh. Okay.
It seems to be pretty much the way it is.
Right, and I will tell you, though, that since the chamber has been on River Road, they've gotten a lot of foot traffic in, and this lady, they just moved here 1 month ago from Portland, and so she walked in there so she could see, like, what happens in Kaiser, right? And so they said, oh, we have this, and this is... And I met her last night, actually, at the Cook's Night Out, but she already is going to be on board to volunteer, so I will get her lined up when we have openings to come in. But she's pretty excited, and she just loves Kaiser already. So they're getting a lot of foot traffic in the chamber, so we might see a lot more. So we're going to get them involved. And as soon as they mention the word volunteer, they're going to sign up. We won't let them escape.
Where's the new chamber at?
Matt, sorry. He probably wishes he never met me.
Where's the chamber?
It's on River Road.
It's on. It's in a brown building by AutoZone. Thank you. It's right up by AutoZone. It's a brown building.
And is it kind of there by the air place?
The what place?
Between the, I call it Kaiser Bra, but it's what is the name of it?
Ringo's.
Thank you.
Oh.
And. There.
I mean, it's right there. It's on that side of the street and everything, so it's within a block. It's all right there.
Okay.
But it's a brown building, so next time look for it.
Is it the one that goes back between Cherry and...
Yes. It's a long one, yes.
Oh, gotcha.
The chamber, though, is right on the corner.
Got it.
They got a sign when you're coming from the south, but when you're coming from the north, unless you're reading that sign like that, you're going to pass the building. So I was asking them the other night, and then there's a...
Is it Thai cuisine?
Yeah, and evidently there's an issue, with our sign ordinance, so they're going to do different. They're going to do window screens, and then you guys will really notice it then because they'll be pretty and pop.
Mm-hmm.
So. But just know that that's also coming up to be good, too, and they're putting everybody to our website and vice versa. So.
Nice. Okay, anything else? No? We're adjourned.
Long meeting.
Okay, we'll get those.
25 minutes.
She wants these back.